That I R I watch I R watching cartoons.
That R I watching cartoons.
R I watching cartoons. Oh, Marky got hurt, Mom. Marky got hurt. Hey, Ron. If you go to bed now, we can see cartoons in the morning. Would you like to do that? We go to bed now. Who wants to go to bed? Okay, how about Mark? Do you think we could get these boys to go to bed, Mom?
Bed. Ross was hiding in the cupboards and he said, "It's me, Mark, your brother." Ross said, "This is February 7th, and Ross said, "Was that spinach?" He put a bag on his head and said, "I am in a bag," with a pause before a hat. Okay, now it's a hat. And a little earlier he said, I got to go pee. Will you help me to go pee? Right?
I want to pee.
It's just that, will you help me to go pee? What was it? I want you to help me. I want you to help me to go pee. That was it. I'm sorry. It was double embedding. I put some wood on the fire and Ross said to the fire, "You want some help, fire?" Airplane? Do you want to play with them? These are the new toys that I brought back from Holland.
Mark, what's the date today? I think it's the 13th of February. Anyway, Mark pointed at a graham cracker and he went, "Eat that." So I gave him a soda cracker instead, and he looked the soda cracker over and then dropped it on the floor and pointed at the graham crackers again and said, "Eat that."
At the airplane, I saw the Hulk, and then before that he said, "Daddy, did you know that last night I had to watch the Hulk with Mark?"
You know that you went to the airplane and I saw the Hulk with Mark?
Spider-Man thing and said, "See, this fits on me and it's not Marky's anymore. It's not Marky's anymore." What? On you and therefore it doesn't fit on my feet. Poop is a bad word, and Chris says that. Says with save plus S.
And Elton say pee pee to Chris.
Does he say pee pee to Chris?
Huh?
Why?
Elton
says. He does? Why does he say that?
Because him and the bow. Because that's a bad word.
Not a good word.
And Elton is by us.
Right. The Superman thing's up, and he said, how about this on a hanger? That's a great idea.
No one got hurt? What happened to the car?
I didn't think about the magic dragon. You buy the seed and not a cinder.
Kids have any music at the party?
No.
No? Did they have any food at the party? What did they eat?
They ate cake.
And what else?
A present.
A present.
Throw for Rachel.
A present for Rachel. And did anyone else get a present?
No.
Just Rachel?
Yeah.
Did Rachel have a good time?
Yeah, and I did.
Did everybody give Rachel a kiss?
Yeah.
And how about, what else? What is this?
Candle.
A candle. How did you make it?
Yeah,
this. How did you give it to me?
Yeah, I ate with and the big helper to help me like this.
The big helper helped him like that. Who was the big helper of you?
Pam.
Pam.
Yeah.
Pamela Campbell was a big helper.
Yeah.
And is that all? And then you all came home? That was all about the party.
Did you jump
off the pool? Did you Why are you putting on your bed clothes on? This period, I mean, he's been using it for so long, it's interesting to see him still using it. And then he said, I said, let's dance, and he said, we're going to dance, and he said, what'd you say? At my room, right, at my room instead of in my room. It's in my room, I'll just say in my room. And that's it. By the way, today is February 15th. Daddy, I got a car. you want to see it? That got a blanket. He had a card that had a blanket on it, and so he separated the relative clause from the main clause. This is interesting, I guess. It shows the deictic quality of the relative clause. What happened? Your car did let you down?
It did.
It did. Oh, that's too bad. But your car let you down, huh? He fell off his car. You cried? Let me see you crying. That's enough. Very good, Ross. Okay, I said to Ross, now what did Zach do with the sticks? And he said, you mean Matthew? And I said, yeah, Matthew. Matthew poked Zach, and then Ross said, Matthew poked Zach with the sticks. In other words, Ross corrected me. I had the wrong subject, and he corrected me to Matt, who was the right subject. Is that right, Ross?
Zach,
Matt?
No. Matthew poked. Got up from the table and I said, poor daddy. And Ross said, why poor daddy is? In other words, why are you a poor daddy? I said to Ross that he's a dum-dum with a wrinkly nose, and he said, who said me that? Did you give me my cation last night? My cation, he said. No, I said my
medication. Okay, but actually he did say the other. And then this morning he said, no, it's not for you, Mark. Right? The medication is not for him. It's only for me. It's only for me. Ross said, I got it a piece, and what he meant is I got it apart. He was taking apart a little Lego car. He said, I got it a piece. Right? You got it apart. Very good, Ross. Once I said apart, he knew that was the right way. Right, now those wheels are in that car. It means that the one car's wheels would penetrate over into the other car's wheels. The wheel sockets. But I caught the tongue of Ross's shoe, and he said, "Oh, my tongue." And I fixed it, and then he said, "But I got a tongue in my mouth. I got a tongue. My mouth has a tongue, and you got a tongue." Right. Very good. I said to Ross, we're going to take Marty to preschool, and we're going to make him into a grouch. And Ross said, "Let's get our magic ring and turn him into a grouch." Right?
Yeah.
Sounds good. About Hungary on TV, and Ross said, "Hungary?" Noticing that they had talked about it. So it's interesting. It's something we only talk about, he never sees, but if they talk about it on TV, it seems more interesting. Let's see, on the way to school, he's doing a lot of, I did fail. Also, he said, he was talking about the doctor, and he had a bad sore ear, and the doctor, I can't remember. Cut his ear. Oh, sorry, I forgot the example. Ross and Mark, soda crackers, and she said, "Okay, I'll give you one and one for Mark." And then Ross said, "Two?" And Mary said, "Two? Like two? How wonderful." And Mary said, "Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What's that for?" In other words, who are gonna get these crackers? And Ross said, "One for me and one for Mark." And then he did the same thing with me. I said I was going to give him three. And I said, "Two for you and one for Mark." And he said, "Oh, good, three." Ross said, "Marky can't have my storybook because it's a very careful one." In other words, it's one with which you have to be careful, right? R2-D2, RD2. Okay, Ross said, I said, "Marky's a big brother." Well, Ross said, "Marky can't have my books." And I said, "Marky's a big brother." And Ross said, "No, Marky's not a big brother. I'm a big brother." And then I said to Ross, Marky's not a big brother? Question mark. And Ross says, no. So that shows, first of all, he good control of not this, but that, antithesis, and also response to a rhetorical question.
Sidewalker? Yeah.
Ross said I called him a sidewalker, but he said I set him a sidewalker instead, right?
Yeah.
How do you say
it?
I said
a sidewalker. Ross said I set him a sidewalker. That's how he says, instead of using called.
You mean I...
Ross had a little figurine of Darth Vader and a picture of him in a book, and he pointed to the figurine and to the book and said, this is the same Darth Vader. And then he had a stormtrooper, and he said, this is the same stormtrooper, because he had a figurine and a picture in the book. And of course, it wasn't the same one, but it was similar. Today is what, February 19th, and Marky had a little, and Marky said, And then Marky was handing me something. He said, thank you. The Star Wars book, and he came into me and said, I just did read my Star Wars book. Ross said, Electric Company is all, Sesame Street is also over, and Electric Company is also over. What he meant to say is that Sesame Street is over, and Electric Company is over, too. Yeah, but he said, also doubled. He said, Sesame Street is also over, and yeah, I'll do it.